Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Flow Capital Corp's 2020 second quarter earnings call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question and answer session. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. If anyone has difficulties hearing the conference, you may press star zero for operator assistance at any time. I'd like to remind everyone that today's discussions may contain forward-looking statements that reflect current views with respect to future events. Any such statements are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause actual results to differ materially from those projected in the forward-looking statements. For more information on Flow Capital's risks and uncertainties related to these forward-looking statements, please refer to the company's management discussion and analysis dated August 20th, 2020, which is available on SEDAR. Today's call is being recorded on August 21st, 2020. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Alex Baluta, Chief Executive Officer of Flow Capital.
Thank you very much, Operator. Good morning, and thank you all for participating in today's call. I am also joined by Gaurav Singh, our Chief Financial Officer. After the close of market yesterday, we released our Q2 2020 financial results. Details can be found on our website at www.flowcap.com or on SEDAR. Our total IFRS revenues for the quarter were $1.83 million, up from a loss of $510,000 last year, and up 68% from the $1.1 million in Q1 of this year. Our recurring revenues for the quarter were $1.3 million, down 12% from the $1.5 million in the second quarter of last year, so year over year, and up 39% from the $930,000 in Q1 of this year. In the context of the ongoing COVID epidemic, we are quite pleased with our Q2 numbers. We had better expected performance on both the revenue side and on our operating expenses. The improvement in our numbers was driven most notably by resilience in our resilience to COVID-19 across most of our portfolio companies. It's actually interesting to note that several of our portfolio companies are experiencing record revenue growth and record revenue. As we discussed on our last call, increasing our deal flow and investments in the high-growth, high-quality companies is our primary focus for 2020. Our year-over-year revenue slowdown is simply a function of us not redeploying enough capital fast enough to make up for the buyouts and the return of capital that we are seeing. This is largely due to us being selective and focusing on higher-quality investments, and we had several deals in diligence that did not close in the quarter. Adjusted EBITDA for the quarter was a positive $244,000, a year-over-year decline of 75%. And adjusted EBITDA to date for the 6 months was a positive $836,000. Flow used cash in operations of $1.27 million in Q2, compared to $1.1 million in Q2 of a year ago. The increase in cash used was in operations and to account for an investment that closed in April. Continuing the format adopted in the previous call, we'll not be reviewing the financials and details in any kind of detail, but we'll continue with a broader update. I encourage you to go to SEDAR or our website to download the numbers. As a reminder, we generate revenues from three sources. One, recurring revenue in the form of interest and or royalties. Two, buyout revenues, essentially a premium paid to us when an investee exits a royalty. And three, equity upside from the equity positions that we take as part of our investments, generally in warrants. The most important part of that, though, is the recurring revenue, and that's how we manage our business, is by tracking that recurring revenue. Buyouts are an important part of how we generate returns, and while they can add substantially to our free cash flow, they do negatively impact near-term future revenue as we lose a revenue-generating investment until such time as we reinvest that capital into another investment. And that's the situation we're in now. We have a very strong balance sheet, but declining revenue as we cautiously redeploy our capital. I'd like to take a few more minutes now to talk about the business highlights from the quarter and some of the ongoing initiatives that we're working on to continue to improve our performance and ultimately increase shareholder value. COVID is an obvious topic that we need to address. Internally, we adapted quickly. We've had several press releases and conference calls to this effect, and we've had everybody working from home or a safe environment since March. We've seen no change in our productivity, and we expect we'll continue with the remote work profile for the foreseeable future. Early in the pandemic, we initiated biweekly proactive portfolio review calls with all of our invested companies. There was a lot of uncertainty early on, but as of today, almost all the companies in our portfolio have performed surprisingly well throughout the crisis. Given the resilience and the strong performance of most of these companies, we've now moved to a more standard monthly review process. We nevertheless do remain cautious, and we will continue to monitor the situation and we'll do what's best for both our investing partners and for our shareholders. In early Q2, we deployed $1 million into Innovation Networks. Innovation used a highly trained and motivated workforce of former military personnel to deploy 5G infrastructure. While we only closed that one deal in the quarter, which is below our expectations, we are seeing good pipeline activity. And this is in spite of the government assistance of free money programs that were being deployed pretty much around the world. As those programs wind down, we expect that our pipeline and our qualified opportunities should increase. Note that except for the salary replacement programs, which have been very successful, we have not seen any low-cost capital coming to the market in the form of co-loan guarantees. So that has not been a disruptive impact. As we mentioned in our last call, while we applaud the effort of governments to do co-loans, the banks are simply not equipped to invest in high-growth, low-asset, mid-cap companies, even with an 80% co-loan guarantee from the likes of BDC. So this leaves that key segment of the market that we focus on, that small and medium growth business segment, unaffected by most government-sponsored COVID initiatives. On the pricing front, we've seen no major changes in pricing in the quarter, either up or down. As mentioned last quarter, we continue to see indications that the availability of equity capital is becoming increasingly constrained, and companies looking for money are increasingly looking to debt-type structures. Private market equity valuations seem to be down, and VCs seem to be slowing their deployments. That's something we noticed last quarter, and it's something we continue to see. We saw in Q1, and something we continue to see in Q2. Turning to operations, as I mentioned on our last call, we've been slowly right-sizing the operational side of our business. We have several ongoing initiatives in the area of reducing overhead and leaning out the business model, and we expect that our operational costs should be significantly lower going forward. We've already reduced them fairly significantly over the last four quarters. These adjustments will help us achieve sustained profitability sooner. As we discussed in the previous call, we've also been actively moving up on the quality scale and deal size scale. We are seeing substantially larger companies in our pipeline as part of that effort, as an outcome of that effort. And I expect that over time, we'll start closing some larger deals in the coming quarters. Right now, we have been targeting deals in the $1 to $3 million range. We look at deals as large as $5 million, and I think that you'll start seeing us closing deals potentially as high as $4 or even $4.5 million over the coming quarters. And this is actually an important part of our business model, and it's going to help us scale. Even as we do move up market, what we'll continue to do is offer creative and flexible bet structures, including our royalty structure, because we are one of the few royalty players in this $2 to $5 million deal size segment. With access to permanent capital, we can offer true long-term or even perpetual royalty structures where appropriate. While we try to tailor the flexible debt solution to our investing company's needs, having access to permanent capital from our perspective is actually a significant differentiator. Finally, I'd like to highlight the performance of our book value since the beginning of the year. I'm pleased to highlight that in the first two quarters, we've seen an 8% increase in book value per share. Post Q2, we continued to record gains with an over $600,000 recovery on a previously distressed investment. And we announced that in a press release earlier this week. These improvements in book value are the result of the several initiatives that we have been undertaking over the last 18 months to clean up our portfolio, increase our deal quality, reduce our costs, clean up our cap table, deal with a backlog of distressed deals, and broaden our deal flow network. While we're working carefully to deploy more capital, all these initiatives have started to show a positive impact incrementally on our book value. And really, that's what this is all about. We're laser focused on continuing to do the right things to continue to increase that book value and to improve shareholder returns over time. And with that, I appreciate your time. I'll hand it back to the operator to see if there's any questions.
If you'd like to ask a question at this time, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you'd like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Once again, that's star one to ask a question. And we do not have any telephone questions at this time. I will turn the call over to Mr. Baluta.
Thank you, operator. So to end, I'll recap by saying that our portfolio has done quite well through these uncertain COVID-19 times. And with the deals we're seeing in our pipeline, we continue to expect that the rest of 2020 and all of 2021 will be a busy busy time as we scale up to deploy our capital, grow our revenue, and ultimately increase our shareholder value. With that, I'll end the call. Thank you, everybody, for attending. And feel free to call or email if you have any questions. And if not, we'll talk to you again in 3 months. Thank you very much.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.